Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to bring you another interview from the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, we're going to visit with the folks from Nutrien Ag Solutions right now, and one of those people talking some digital with Paul Bonnet. He's the Senior Director of Digital Agronomy and Data Science. And well, it's been a busy day today, Paul. How's it been?
It's been super exciting to actually talk about the new technology coming. We've had a lot of interest from the different reporters, and pleased to be speaking to you today.
Well, thank you. You know, we've been talking a little bit before we got on the air. There's digital world, smartphones, whatever it happens to be, notepad. I mean, a lot of it is becoming more a constant figure in agriculture than ever before. Even going back 20 years ago, there's been a big difference. But I wanted to get in with you and just talk about, because you're pretty much accountable for driving the digital agronomy section of the company, digital sustainability, which is important, and also data science agenda for Nutrien Ag Solutions. So maybe just talk to us for a minute about what you do on a daily basis.
I've been in the industry now 23 years, and the last 10 years I've actually been in digital, so I've seen a lot of change, a lot of investment over that course. You know, North America is the battleground where digital has really been played out over those 10 years. So in my current role, I'm in a fortunate position to lead a team of world-class scientists and agronomists that use data and the state-of-the-art computer science to create insights that enable growers to make decisions on a daily basis, on a season-wide basis, and also across many years now when it comes to the world of sustainability. A good example of that is our atmospheric science. We have six on-staff meteorologists, one of which is Eric Snodgrass, which is pretty well known in the industry. And, you know, Eric's a good example of what we do in terms of taking the complex science, taking multiple sources of data. In the case of weather, we have about 19 different sources, translates that into insights which are applicable to farmers and growers, but also we deliver that with trust. And, you know, I think one of the big things around digital is that, you know, agriculture is a relationship-based industry. There's been a lot of insights on a one-to-one basis with agronomists, and as we start to digitize that, we also need to be able to project trust. So we do that in atmospheric science with weather, but we also do this with other crop inputs. So farmers say we make recommendations for seed across all acres, across all the brands we carry, so we can optimize the yield potential of the land. And we also do this around nutrient use efficiency. So thinking through what, you know, the four R's, you know, right source, right rate, right timing, one place, and thinking about how we leverage technology like precision to maximize, you know, not only the value of the acre, the value of the input, but also start to do that in a much more measurable way from a sustainability perspective.
I'm curious, with the ever-changing wacky weather that we seem to have, you know, normally up in Fargo, we're always talking about floods, and then we have the hottest summer that we've ever had, and all of a sudden we go shift and we have a drought. So do you have to do updates to technology, or does this just have a variance in there to give the information?
Yeah, you know, those weather models always have a certain degree of error in them, and if you ever listen to Eric, he talks about the long-range forecast, the medium-range forecast, and the short-term. It's that medium range which is a real problem. So for us, being able to be always connected to the field and be able to give recommendations to our crop consultants to make the best suggestions to growers, to be able to manage and mitigate that change is really crucial for us.
I don't know how much you've kind of touched on it already, but maybe talk about the digital hub and how growers are using that.
Yeah, so Nutrien Ag Solutions invested heavily over the last few years in terms of developing what we call a digital hub, which is essentially a twin to our retail physical stores, allows growers to interact with us the way they want. So if they want to go into a store, a shopfront, and actually have a discussion, or if they want to go online, they can. So we kicked off, first of all, the e-commerce side of retail, which, you know, looking back now, it seems like a pretty obvious thing to do, but in agriculture, that never really happens. So growers can go online and see their bills, can see their invoices, can actually buy products. We've expanded that now into more the agronomic side, so we can do crop planning and also access insights around weather and also make recommendations. So that's available on the digital hub through nutrientagsolutions.com.
Our coverage of the NAFB National Convention in Kansas City is brought to you by ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. This is Inside Agriculture.